Good afternoon, Charlene Jewelers.
Good afternoon. It's Nick with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Just living my best life. Who is this, Pam?
No, this is Andrea.
Andrea. All right. I'm just making stuff up over here as I go.
That's okay. I do work with a Pam, but she's not the one answering the phone.
Okay. Well, Andrea, tell me this. Are you guys starting to see some holiday traffic there?
Yeah, a little bit. Yep.
Do you know what kind of stuff that you guys are looking for at the moment, or is Mark available?
Mark is not available. He's in the repair room.
Okay, you got it. Yeah, like, if you're looking
As far as dealing with any stones and ordering things, it's really Mark's, you know, that's his thing here at the store. So,
yeah.
Have you sent him any emails recently?
No, just given a call.
Okay. He does usually respond to emails, you know, especially if he's interested in anything, so.
Yeah, so I'm mainly looking to see. A lot of my jewelers are getting real busy, and so the emails are going the other way around. Yeah, so I just wanted to check with him, see if there was anything that he's working on or was needing to source. I don't want to get forgotten this holiday season. Not that you've forgotten me before.
Yeah. No, and you're from RDI?
Yeah, RDI Diamonds.
What's your phone number?
It is 800-874-8768, extension 149. And especially, you know, for big diamonds, I'm the guy to call. I have a lifetime trade on all my natural certified diamonds. So if a romantic but an ambitious but, you know, misdirected spouse or spouse-to-be purchases the wrong shape, color, clarity, man, stinks to be stuck with a 4-carat that's the wrong diamond, right?
Yeah.
You're never stuck with a diamond from me. I buy it back dollar for dollar towards the right diamond, you know?
Gotcha.
So,
go ahead. Okay. I was going to say, I'm sorry, first of all, is it Nick?
Yep, Nick with RDI.
Okay. And Nick, where are you out of?
Rochester, New York.
Oh, yeah, right around the corner almost.
Ish.
Ish? Is New York bigger than I'm thinking?
Yeah, so I'm not in New York City.
No, right.
Upstate New York. So my mom lives in Massachusetts. It takes me 7 hours to get there.
Oh, okay. That's much longer than I thought.
That's where that ish came in.
So, yes, gotcha.
Yes. New York City, still a bit, but yeah. Have you guys been getting snow over there?
Yeah, we just got dumped on yesterday. We got about, I don't know, 6 inches, 5 inches.
I didn't talk to my mom yesterday. We missed each other. So I haven't talked to her. The last I knew, there was no snow. And she's over. She's over by Worcester. So.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah. So, but you think they probably got the same snow that you got?
Some, at least some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, at least it'll give her some Christmas spirit a little bit. She lives so close to her work that like I'm not worried about it, and then my stepdad takes care of the driveway and all that. So. But yeah, those country roads, because she lives outside of Worcester, those country roads can get. You know, not fun this time of year. So.
Yep, it's true. Right.
Well, you be safe. You guys got dumped.
Thanks, Nick.
How much did you get?
Yeah, we're good.
How much snow did you get?
Oh, about 5 inches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing to, you know. Yeah. That's
no, I made sure to shovel in stages, you know. I have a dog, I had to get him out to the backyard. So.
Oh, yeah.
Every time we had to go out,
You just do the little
spot.
You're pretty cool with it. I've done that. I've played that game.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much. You give me
You're
a call
welcome. I'll let Mark know, that we talked, and we'll give you a call if we're looking for anything.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you. Have a good one.
Okay. All right, Nick. Bye-bye.
Bye.